Jackie the Park Ranger.
And my name's Squeakers.
We read the Bible and we help each other.
So explore with us.
Today's the day.
Let's see what the Bible has to say.
Hey everybody, my name's Parky the Park Ranger.
And I'm Squeakers the Squirrel.
And we're so glad you're here to help us tell another great story from the Bible.
Squeakers, Hello everyone, my name is Sir Squeaker. Sir Squeaker, make sure you follow me on social media. I've got lots of cool videos.
Squeakers, what are you doing?
Excuse me, my name is now Squeakers. I'm from Great Britain, and everyone that follows me and my videos knows I go to extraordinary places around the world.
So what happened to Squeakers?
Squeakers is gone. Squeakers didn't have a lot of followers, so I became Squeaker.
It sounds to me, Squeaker, like you're trying to be a new person.
But I am Squeaker.
And I didn't think you've been to other countries. I'm pretty sure you were born in the park here at Cascade.
Shh,
and
don't tell anyone. I'm trying to make it look like I go all these places so people think I'm cool.
I go all over the world and travel to far off places.
Well, that's interesting, Squeakers. Tell you what, I've got a story from the Bible I was going to read today, and I know you're really busy with your traveling and your social media and everything, but would you maybe help me tell this story?
I'm sure I could spare a minute.
Ah, how generous of you. Well, if you guys would like to join us today, we're going to be reading the parable of the lost son.
I love this story.
You can find this in the book of Luke, chapter 15. Now, I don't know if you know Squeakers, but this was a story that Jesus actually told. It's what's known as a parable.
Interesting.
Now, parables are earthly stories that have heavenly meanings to them. So I want you to listen closely to this Squeakers and see if you can figure out what the message might be for us today.
Oh, jolly good show.
Well, the story begins with a father that had two different sons. Now, the father had this wonderful inheritance that whenever the parents passed away and were no longer on earth, the inheritance would go to the sons. That means they would have money, an estate, land, wealth. They'd be well taken care of. Well, one of these two sons that this father had came up to the father one day and said, "Father, I want my inheritance now."
Oh.
Yeah, this was kind of rude for the son to ask this while the father was still alive. It was actually really greedy.
Ooh.
Now, the father, of course, is very respectable, and he was a very kind and loving father, and so he met the wishes, and he said, "Okay, son, I'll give you your inheritance." Well, this younger son took the inheritance, moved all the way to another distant land, took all of his possessions, and he started becoming someone that he wasn't.
Oh, no, yeah, that is not good.
It was not good at all. He started partying and spending all the money, and pretty soon, all that inheritance his father gave him was gone.
What is he going to do now?
Well, it's funny you ask that, because it's about around the time that he ran out of all that money, a famine broke out throughout all the land. Now, a famine, Squeakers, is when there's no food. There's a shortage of food, and a lot of people tend to go hungry during a famine, and that is exactly what happened to this younger son. He couldn't find any food, so much so that he ended up trying to find a job working on a farm taking care of pigs, and he ended up eating some of the pig's food.
Oh, how disgusting.
So disgusting, but he had been trying so hard to be someone that he wasn't. He wasted all his money, so now he had no choice.
So what happens next?
Well, one day he finally came to his senses while he was eating pig food, kind of gross, and he realized,
yuck,
what have I done? I've tried to become someone that I'm not, and it has ruined my life. And so he decided to journey back home, and he said, "You know what? I need to apologize to my father." He went before his father, and he said, "Father, I'm so sorry. I was trying to be someone I wasn't, and I'm not worthy of even being your son anymore. I messed up big time. Can I just work for you? Can I be maybe a farmer on your land?" But you know what the father did?
What?
He forgave his son. He welcomed him back into his home, and he said, "You were lost, but now you are found. And they had a huge feast and a celebration. They were so excited that the son came back home, and he loved him and welcomed him back. And the son realized he had been trying to be someone that he wasn't for so long, and he needed to be who God made him to be. Now, that's the end of our story for today, but I want to ask you, Mr. Squeak Oz, what kind of message do you think this parable means for us right now?
I think I've been trying too hard to be somebody I'm not. Mm. I'm not Squeak Oz.
No.
I'm Squeakers.
That's right.
And I need to be who God made me to be.
That's right, because you know what? Squeakers is who God wants you to be. And Squeakers is not like anyone else on the whole planet.
You're right. And I need to go apologize to all my friends and my fans who have watched all my videos because I lied to them. Because I was trying to make myself look cool. So I told them I went to all these different places, but that's not true. I just need to be who God made me to be. And that's Squeakers the Squirrel.
That's right, Squeakers. I'm so proud of you. And it's hard to sometimes apologize to our friends when we mess up, but you'll find that our friends will understand. And if they're really your friends, they'll forgive you.
You're right. Thank you, Parky, for helping us tell this story. And thank you guys for watching.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. Squeakers, I'm so glad that you're back, buddy.
Me too. Let's go get some French fries.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Well, we hope to see you guys again real soon. Don't forget to ring that notification bell and subscribe to the channel. Anytime that we post a new video, you'll be notified. We'd love to share these great stories from the Bible with you guys. We love you.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Au revoir.
We're glad you joined us.
We'll see you soon.
But before we go, we've got one last tune.
God loves me.
And God loves you.
No matter what you say or what you do.
Thanks for joining us.
Have a great day.
We've learned what the Bible has to say.